Curiosity Book Talks with Adriana Rodolfo. This week's theme is young adult novels concerned with the death of a loved one. The books cover a wide range of reading levels that may appeal to adults as well as teenagers. The novels share similar measured paces that focus less on events and more on thoughts and feelings. Character-centered, these books handle how the protagonists are dealing or not dealing, as the case may be, with the problems surrounding losing someone close to them. In The Allison Rules by Catherine Clark, the focus of the story is on how Allison is coping after a family tragedy. Smothered in a small town in Massachusetts, high school sophomore Allison has withdrawn herself almost completely from life. She broke up with her boyfriend, she avoids hanging out with her father and brother, and has minimalized all personality from her bedroom. All Allison is concerned with is avoiding thinking about anything other than her position on the school paper and her feisty and outspoken best friend, Lori. When Patrick transfers to their school, the three students bond into an amusing threesome, but eventually morph into an uncomfortable love triangle. As Allison's life begins to change, she realizes that her self-imposed rules, created to keep her safe and cocooned, are being broken apart along with everything else. Coupled with a shocking ending, The Allison Rules shows that there are no certainties in life, but that you must have faith to persevere bravely. In The Absolutely True Diary of a Part-Time Indian by Sherman Alexie, Arnold Spirit, a Spokane Indian from Wellpinit, Washington, is regularly the target of bullies and loves to draw. After the urging of a teacher to escape the hopelessness of the reservation, Arnold transfers from the res school to a rich white school in Reardon, 20 miles away. He immediately becomes as much as an outcast in his own community as he is a curiosity in his new one. Arnold faces daily struggles on the reservation, and his home life begins to crumble as he loses his loved ones. All this would be unbearable without Arnold's sense of humor and his resilience. Written as a diary, the text also includes Arnold's cartoons, which add to the content of the book as well as provide comedy relief amongst the heartbreak. Survival, tenacity, and overcoming life shortcomings are all themes dealt with in a fairly light, low-key manner. Stay With Me by Garrett Freeman Weir is a sophisticated young adult novel for older teens. Leela is only 16, but unlike the rural Massachusetts in the Allison Diaries, Leela has grown up as a denizen of New York City and, with her scientist parents, has traveled the world. Surrounded by a sphere of adults that she desperately wants to understand and be a part of, Leela battles against her dyslexia to find meaning in books, situations, and people. When her older half-sister Rebecca commits suicide, Leela is determined to find out why. As she deals with the pain of losing her sister, instead of hiding from it, she is compelled to search for answers to her questions. Surprisingly self-aware narration lends itself to great respect for the audience's ability to hunt for meaning alongside Leela in this coming-of-age story. The Perks of Being a Wallflower by Stephen Chomsky, like Stay With Me, is also great for older teens. Charlie is a freshman, but he is already 16 years old. This is one of the many indications that something is not quite right. Uncertain, insightful, sensitive, and empathetic, Charlie writes letters to an unknown person, a stylistic technique that is reminiscent of a diary. Charlie is dealing with the suicide of one of his friends, along with the long-ago pain of losing his beloved Aunt Helen. With the help of a teacher who recognizes his wisdom and intuition and his two friends, seniors Samantha and Patrick, Charlie experiments with different interests and personalities, trying to determine what kind of person he is and will be. Suffering as many setbacks as well as accomplishments, Charlie cannot move forward until he faces the terrible secret which has been so deeply repressed inside him that its emergence is as much as a shock as it is a revelation. Deep and serious, once read, Charlie's story is not one easily forgotten. If these books sound interesting to you, you might also be interested in these other newly released novels. Carolina Autumn by Carol Lynch Williams. Caroline McKinney has lost both her father and her sister. She takes refuge in writing and taking pictures with her father's camera as she faces a new and changing future. A Great and Terrible Beauty by Libba Bray. After the mysterious death of her mother, Gemma Doyle is sent to England to attend a boarding school where she faces arch rivals, a handsome stalker, and the discovery of supernatural abilities. Everything is Fine by Anne D. Ellis. After a family tragedy, Maisie's dad takes off for work, leaving her to take care of her bedridden and depressed mother. It is going to be a long summer while the family comes to terms with these life-shattering events. If the Witness Lied by Caroline Cooney. More of a suspenseful mystery than a personal journey, the Fountain children, Jack, Madeline, and Smithy, struggle against their TV-obsessed aunt and try to uncover the real reason behind their father's accidental death. To read the following novels or discover ones like them, make sure you go to your public library. This is Liberosity Book Talk, signing off until next week.